BFBS.
In 1965, four young soldiers became the British Army's answer to the Beatles after forming their own rock band, Shades of Blue. Michaela Roach reports.
Mick Truella, Howie Dutton, Roger Pollard and Fred Bowes were swinging through the 60s while serving with the 20th Armoured Brigade in Hobart Barracks, Detmold. Three members of the group recently had a get-together on the former camp to check out some old haunts. Bass guitarist Fred Bowes.
You know, I'm just gobsmacked to see that where there used to be a parade square and where we all worked and lived and sometimes played, well, it's now a civilian housing estate. And Mick's still looking for the 50 fennins that he lost 40 years ago.
Their reunion was exactly four decades to the day after they won the Army Beat competition held in the BBC Playhouse Theatre in 67. Rhythm guitarist Howie Dutton says it wasn't just their music that got them noticed.
It was one of the biggest things that ever happened to us. I mean, we walked onto that stage and our name was Shades of Blue. Everybody expected us to turn up in some colours of blue. We turned up, we had red, yellow, pink, green, there was everything there, but there was no blue. And the audience, just when we walked onto that stage, they just gasped, they went...
Their success put them in the limelight at the Royal Command performance, which led to a stint in a recording studio. Lead guitarist Mick Truella.
It was the world-famous Chapel Studios in London. We spent 9 hours in the studio recording two songs. The A and B side, and the same studio was used by some big names at the time, Jimi Hendrix, the Tremlors, the Kinks, were using it. We were snapped up by Major Minor Records.
And after a day packed with laughter and memories, Mick struck an unusually serious chord when he summed up his thoughts about the Rockers' reunion.
It is a wonderful feeling to come back here with these guys. I wrote a little quote, and I've printed it out for them too. And I said this, I said, "The Shades of Blue never rocked the world musically, but it changed my life forever."
BFBS Radio 1.